Discover personally how the Word of God can affect a change in your life through the ministry of Bishop Dyke Heward Mills. Dyke Heward Mills is the founder of the Lighthouse Chapel International denomination with over 3,000 branches worldwide. He is a healing evangelist and an author of several best-selling books. He is also the pastor of the First Love Church, a campus ministry with over 500 branches. The First Love Church is a vibrant church with young, energetic people full of first love for the Lord. Now listen to Dyke Heward Mills. That draws us to
Father, thank you for the great blessing that we have in your presence. In Jesus' name, amen. Please be seated for a moment. How many believe that God has heard our prayer? Amen. Now, today I want us to do something a little led by the Spirit. Amen. What do you think? Powerful? Fantastic. Mark chapter 1. And they went into Capernaum, and straightway on the Sabbath day, he entered into the synagogue. They were astonished at his doctrine, for he taught them as one that had authority. And there was in their synagogue a man with an unclean spirit. Okay? And he cried out, amen, saying, let us alone. Now, if you don't mind changing the version of the Bible, all right? What business do we have with each other? Change the version. Why are you interfering with us, Jesus of Nazareth? What business do you have with us? Amplified. What have you to do with us? Fantastic. What do we have to do with you? Let us alone. The New King James Bible. All right. Now, in modern English, this would be leave us alone. You get it? Leave us alone. So, one of the let us alone or let us be alone. What have we to do with you, Jesus of Nazareth? Now, recently, the Spirit of God was telling me concerning some problems that I shouldn't leave the devil alone. You know, I shouldn't leave him alone. You know, and so I want us to not be Christians who leave the devil alone. And he loves to have Christians who leave him alone. It's like he's not there. So we only pray to the Lord. All right? Now, the Bible says that this man had an unclean spirit. So, just note the word unclean, and I'm going to refer to it again later. But the important thing is don't leave the devil alone in your life. And many things are caused by the devil. One of the things that has happened to me a number of times, like I'm trying to go out, then I cannot find either my key or cannot find something that is important for me to go with. And then I've tried. Then it occurs to me, the devil. Then I bind the devil and instantly I find the thing. Has it happened to you before? If it hasn't happened to you before, it's because your mind hasn't come to the devil. All right? So, we must not leave him alone again. Amen. And every one of us who has been leaving the devil alone, it is time for us to fasten him with chains. Hallelujah. Matthew 18 and verse 18. You know, both 18 and 19 are nice, but 18 and 18. So it says, whatsoever you shall bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Amen. Now, the word for bind is means to fasten with chains. So when that's the word in the Greek, you know, it's deho. I'm sure I'm not pronouncing it well. All right, it's coming. Now, are you there? Let's ask ourselves, whatsoever you shall bind. So, what? Because I checked the Greek in my Bible, and it means to fasten with chains. Another meaning is to forbid. So you say, God forbid, or I forbid you. It means don't allow something. So what you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven. Amen. Now, what are you saying that when you bind on earth, then something in heaven is bound? But we don't want to bind things in heaven where God is. So that is if you understand it, like there is somebody sitting in heaven. When you bind a chain here, he binds a chain in heaven. And there's nobody in heaven that we have any problem with, isn't it? So, how to understand this verse? What it means is that what you bind on earth, right? There are two things it can mean, and both are in our favor. So we accept both. When you bind something here, in heaven, who is in heaven? God is in heaven. So it means that when you do it here, then God also does it. So it's like it's not just you saying it. Do you see? It's like when a judge says you are going to prison, it's like many things will also put you in prison. The police, the government, everything, because the judge says so. Are you with me? Yes. So, if he says, because when you speak as an ordinary person, you can't tell me I'm going to put you in prison. Who are you? You see, but if a judge says, I'll put you in prison, you see, it can be backed up seriously by some other forces. Yeah. So if a judge tells you, I'll put you in prison, then you have to take it seriously. Because when he says it, then other things will also be said. Commands will be given from prison service, Ghana Police Service, Ghana Prisons, highway authorities to take you on the highway to the prison. Okay? So now he's saying that when you bind it in on earth, what you do here then correspondingly is done over there. Now, that can be one of the meanings. Another meaning can be what you bind here. Since we don't have any problem in heaven, then we have to ask ourselves, maybe the heaven he's talking about, do you see, is not heaven where God is. Are you with me? Yeah. Now, Apostle Paul said something. Are you there? And I think it's worth looking at. In 2 Corinthians chapter 12 and verse number 2. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years. He was talking about himself allegorically. I knew a man. He was talking about himself. Whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knows. That such a man was caught up to the third heaven. So, you must be a logician before you even progress to common sense. Your logic must be working well. That if there is a third of something, there should be logic. This, I don't know whether it's arts or science. Arts. Yes. So arts people help us. If there's a third, then there must be a second. There must be a first. Maybe there's a fourth. Maybe there's a fifth. But at least there's the third. And there must be at least a second and a first. Logic. Did you do logic in school? In which class did you do logic? Critical thinking. And what? Practical reasoning. Logical reasoning. Philosophy level 200. Philosophy level 300. But A level, I did logic in A level. General paper. Yes. Did you do A level? Okay. You know, the current JSS is a good education because it has the solutions to all the problems in Ghana. If you ask anybody who's done JSS, social studies, they will give you the problems, the problem facing the economy, the problem in Ghana, everything. Number one, lack of resources. Number two, lack of education. Number three, mismanagement. Number four, corruption. Number five, nepotism. Favoritism, and then what else? Lack of finance, lack of loans, rural urban migration. I mean, it's the source of all problems in the country. So, any topic in social, you have to remember these 6 or 7 points, and you get A. Every problem. So, it's not that we have not been taught these things. We've been taught them, but how to implement it. Yeah. But I think O-level and A-level, they don't teach you lack of resources, lack of education.
Economics and Greek science.
In economics and Greek science.
And government.
They teach you. And geography. Oh, okay. All right. So I hear that it's also taught there. Now, are you still around? Logic. Third heaven, there must be a second, and there must be a first. Now, where will you find the first heavens? Huh? What do you think? Where do you think you'll find the first heavens? Where is heaven? Genesis chapter 15. I'm going to show you the first heaven. Then we've seen the first heaven. Then after that, we look at the third heaven, and then we locate the second. Logic. Genesis chapter 15. Go to verse 1. And after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, "Fear not, Abraham, I am your shield and your exceeding great reward." And Abraham said, "What will you give me? Because I don't have a child." Verse 3. And Abraham said, "Behold, you have given me no seed." Verse 4. And the word of the Lord came, said, "This boy will not be your heir. All right? But he that comes out of your bowels shall be your heir." Verse 5. Then he brought him abroad and said, "Look now toward heaven." Okay? "And tell the stars, if thou be able to number them." And he said, "So shall thy seed be." So, heaven, where the stars are, which is the heavens that we see. You get it? It's up to where the stars are. Must be the fair, that's the immediate heaven that we are seeing. Turn to change the version, and increase the volume. Yes. He took him outside and said, "Look toward the heavens and count the stars." Okay? So, definitely, one of the heavens, all right, is where the stars are. So, as far as we know and we can see, the heavens are where, as far as we can see with the stars, and which science has shown us is quite a long way away. Very, very far. Millions of light years. Yes. Now, don't worry about the distance to the stars. Why? Because some years ago, it used to take us 6 months to go from here to India. 6 months. But you can leave here this afternoon at 5 o'clock on Emirates and be in India tomorrow afternoon. And if you are to tell somebody that tomorrow by this time you'll be in India, it will sound like a joke to William Carey and those other missionaries. Are you with me? They wouldn't believe that, like, what can make it possible? Are you with me? So today the stars are so far that it looks impossible. Even the recent rocket that went to Mars, it blasted off a few days ago. It's going to take 6 months to get to Mars. Okay? And that is with the fastest rockets there. So they are actually trying to find a new type of food, how to preserve food and how to be able to have food that can last 6 months to go, 6 months to come. No food, no water supplies. And you need several tons to keep about 3 or 4 people alive. Tons of water and food. And to stay there for a few months or a year, you need like a few articulators of food. You get what I'm saying? And then when you wee-wee, they have found a way to purify the urine so that you can drink it as your water. Oh yes, and purify the poo-poo so that it can also be. These are all things they are trying to do in order to help you to go to space. Are you with me? Yes. Recycle urine. Yes. Can you hear me? So it sounds far, but today, to the moon, it's 3 days. 2 days, 3 days, you'll be on the moon. From here to the moon. It's amazing. So the first heavens is where we can see. And then the third heavens is in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. It's another set of heavens where God is. It says, he was caught up into the third heavens. In verse 3. And I don't know whether, yeah, he was out of the body or in the body. Verse 4. He was caught up into paradise. You see? And I saw Abraham in Abraham's bosom. Jesus said, today you'll be with me in paradise. And then I heard words which is not lawful for a man to utter. It's not everything you should say. This is one of the scriptures that teaches you that there are some things you don't have to say them. You know, when you can't keep secrets, there are some places you can never work and some relationships you can never have. You get what I'm saying? Yeah. It's not lawful to utter. It's wrong. You shouldn't say what he heard in heaven. Are you with me? Yeah. So, can you still hear me? Yeah. So, we now know the third heaven. And then we know the first. So, where's the second? What do you think? So, in between where we can see and where God is, it's another heaven. And that heaven is probably where the demons that we know of are positioned, a lot of them. Why do we say that? Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12. Change the version, please. Yeah. For our struggle is not against flesh and blood, but against the rulers, against the powers, against the world forces of darkness, and against the spiritual forces of wickedness in heavenly places. Are you with me? Are you still here? heavenly places. Heavenly places. So, do you think the devil is in heaven? He's not in heaven. Cannot be in heaven. We are the ones going to heaven. And God is in heaven. You get it? So, how can it be that there are forces in heavenly places? Because there's more than one heaven. And at least we know one of the heavens is where we can see. When you look out, please, those of you who don't know stars, if you are in this church, you must be able to see some stars. Orion is just over our heads here. Orion and the Mazarot, Pleiades, and some of the big stars. We can see them in the, from the plaza. So make sure you ask somebody to show you. Orion is the easiest to see from here. How many want to see Orion? Huh? Accompany with what? Kelewele and stars. Wow. Amen. Zoe, I think go and sort out, please. Move. Hallelujah. These are some few showers of blessing. Amen. Now, heavenly places are where we have to ensure that we take the battle there. Now, the Bible says that the devil was cast out of heaven. You see. But now, we know that the earth is just a small spot in the universe. So it's not only earth, then heaven. And now, do you know what they found out? They found out there are many stars which have planets. But only they are so far, we can't see them. Because the sun is our star. That's what we call it, the sun. But when you go to Pluto and you take a picture of the sun, it's just a star. It's a very small star. So all the different stars, they're starting to see planets around the stars, also going around them. So the world is not just we here and then heaven. No, we are just one of the units. And I'm sure they keep on trying to find people, but they haven't found anybody. Human beings, we are proud though. So anyway, so as we are here, you see, the Bible says that the devil was cast out of heaven. Yeah. And his angels, they were cast out with him. Yeah. Continue, verse 11. Yeah. The accuser of the brethren, which accused them, has been cast down. Amen. Verse 11. And they overcame him. All right. So you find out that the devil, before we came on the scene, was in existence and was cast out of heaven, probably into the second heaven. And he's been there for a long time. But unfortunately, when man was created, it looks like some of them migrated. Are you with me? And tried to come here to spoil and scatter a nice creation that God had made. Illegally, they are here illegally. So even though this is a physical earth, you get it? It's a physical earth. They are not physical enough to operate here. So they try to enter people so that they can have some functions here. Because you can't function on this planet without physically being here. God, this place is not really for spirits. It's a physical world that God made. So that is why the devil is always trying to enter somebody, because you can't do much here unless you are here. I don't know if you get what I'm saying. What can you do if you are a spirit? You can't speak to anybody here. You can't talk to the people. You get it? You can't say anything to anybody. You can't talk to crowds. You can't sing to people. You can't influence men. So that's why when a man dies, he can't do anything anymore, because he's no more physically here. Even when he dies and his spirit is still hovering around the body, you can't talk anymore. You can't speak anymore. Your powers on earth are finished. Yeah, that's why if you are here, you better do what you want to do. Because once you are gone, you know, in Ghana, so many people have died and they left their houses and people are still quarreling over them. Blamezes and Kojo Sardines and we have so many type of people. Watching Mattress and lot of big names. You can't come and sort out your properties, because you are now a spirit without the body. Once you don't have a body, like on planet Earth, you can't do much here. You can't even speak hello. I hope you get what I'm saying. Yeah. So, the devil is always looking for somebody to enter and use. Amen. And you will never be entered and you will never be used by the devil, in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Now, in Ezekiel chapter 28. In Ezekiel chapter 28, we are not going to leave the devil alone again. The word of the Lord came unto me saying, "Son of man, take up a lamentation against the prince of" where? "Take up a lamentation against the prince of Tyros and say to him, your heart is lifted up. You have said, I am a god. I sit in the seat of God in the midst of the seas. But, or yet, thou art a man." Thou art a what? A man. You are not a god. You are a man. So the prince of Tyros was a man. Okay? And not God. "Although you are behaving and you have set in your heart as though you are a god." You are not a god. You are a man. Are you with me? Then he goes on. Verse 10. "Thou shalt die the death of the uncircumcised by the hand of strangers. I have said it." All right. Verse 9. "Will you say to the one who is killing you that I am God? Will you say to the one who is killing you that I am God? You are a man and no God in the hand of him that slayeth thee." Okay? Beautiful. Now, verse 11. "Moreover, the word of the Lord came unto me saying," another saying, verse 12, "Son of man, take up a lamentation against the king of Tyros. If you remember, this one is about the king of Tyros. But in verse 2, it's talking about the prince of Tyros. Are you with me? Chapter 2 is the prince of Tyros. Underline prince of Tyros. Prince of Tyros. And underline in verse 12, king of Tyros. Now, what is he going to say about the king of Tyros? I want you to see that there is a corresponding spirit, almost identical to almost any person who presents as an opposition or wickedness against your life. There is almost the same person in the spirit. And that person looks and behaves like the person and fights you as the person. Now notice verse 13. Thou hast been in Eden. No man was in Eden, only Adam and Eve. In the garden of God, every precious stone was thy covering. The sardius, the topaz, the diamond, the beryl, the onyx, the jasper, the sapphires, the emerald, the carbuncle, the gold, the workmanship of thy tabrets and of thy pipes was prepared in thee in the day that thou wast created. Notice, verse 14, thou art the anointed cherub. That covered cherub. Cherubims and seraphims are angels. So he's now talking to the king of Tyros and he's pointing out that this king is an angel. The prince was a man. I don't know if you saw it. Do you remember? How many are with me? Hello? Woohoo! Are you watching the verse? Look at it. It says, you are a man. You are a man. You are not God. You see, he's talking to the prince, so it's like the prince of Accra. You are a man. You are not God. It's like the president of Accra or the prince of Accra or the mayor of Accra. You are a man. You are a man. But apart from that man, in verse 12, yes, from verse 12, it says now there is a king. The same place with the same, almost like a human being, but not a human being. And he says, you are beautiful. You see, but in verse 14, he says, you are the anointed angel. So these are fallen angels. And that covereth. You were in the holy mountain of God. There's no man that was in the holy mountain of God. And he said, you walk up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. No human being was walking up and down in the midst of the stones of fire. It's a spirit. It's a world we don't know about. These are the prophetic words of Ezekiel where we are learning about the things we are dealing with. What you are dealing with is not the prince of Tyros, but the king of Tyros. And you see, the devil has a human name. But sometimes when you are binding, you see that certain human beings look like it's actually the human being that you have to bind. Because it's actually the spirit of that person. The spirit behind the person almost having the same name. Oh, yes. How many know that some people, when you deal with them, it's like you are dealing with, a spirit. Yes. There are some moving fornicators, It's like they are hunting. They are actually hunting. If you fall into their hands, that's it. They're actually hunting for you. Slaying one after the other. There are some opposers to the will of God. When you meet them, one of the characteristics, you see, one of the traits of Satan, always remember the word, Remember the word stronghold or stubborn. You see, stubborn is our English word for the Bible word of stronghold. When I hold something strongly, it is stubbornness. I'm stubbornly holding on to something and I'll not leave it. So when your mother used that word, stubborn girl, stubborn boy, it's not a good thing at all. It's like saying demonic child. Yes. It's like saying stronghold boy, stronghold girl. That's why we shouldn't have meetings for more than 5 minutes. Once the meeting is taking a long time, something is wrong. Am I preaching properly? Are you still around? Now, there are things we don't know. We don't know. We just came to this small planet. Earth is so small. It's one of the smaller planets. Jupiter is 1,000 times. By the way, you can see Jupiter almost every day in the sky. You look outside, you see one bright light, brighter than every star. At least 10 to 20 times brighter than a star. You see it there. It's Jupiter. It's been out every day for the last few days. We are so small. Even the moons of Jupiter are bigger. One of the moons of Jupiter is called Europa. It's bigger than the Earth. Far bigger than this Earth. It's going around Jupiter. There are 58 moons going around Jupiter. You say we are a very small world. I don't know why we think that the world is made up of here and then heaven. And then from here we ascend into heaven and finish. Heaven and earth. Amazing, isn't it? But there are so many worlds. Yeah. So that's why some of the things we read them in the Bible, it doesn't make sense that how the devil in the head, why Daniel was praying and then he was caught up in the heavens. The prayer couldn't come. He said, I've been fighting the prince of Persia. Since 21 days to break through with an answer. How many know your answers are coming from heaven? Shakaya musha palaba. So we have been living these powers to have a field day. But God is telling me, don't leave the devil alone again. Try to understand where he is operating and how he is operating. And begin to bind on earth. And in heaven, it will be bound. So when you bind here beyond the stars, demons are affected. Yes. Now, oh, pastor. I want to pray to God not to deal with the devil. Hey! Turn to Matthew chapter 4. How many know Jesus went to the wilderness for his longest prayer meeting? Do you know anything that Jesus prayed about for 40 days and nights? I don't know anything that Jesus prayed about. If you look at Matthew chapter 4, he was led to the wilderness to do what? To be tempted of the devil. And he was fasting 40 days a night. And afterward he was hungered. And then the tempter came to him. So in the 40 days a night Jesus was there, we never even hear him praying, Father, give me wisdom, give me anointing, give me money, give me help, give me wisdom, give me... The summary of Jesus 40 days and night is dealing with the devil. Dealing with the devil for 40 days and night. That is the most important thing that happened there. Is it not amazing? Yeah. 40 days and night. What was he doing there for 40 days and night? And we are seeing clearly that he was dealing with the devil for 40 days and night. Whatever power is fighting your life, your progress, your empowerment, your enthronement, your establishment, your finances, your spiritual life, your physical life, your future, in the name of Jesus, today we are going to forbid. Amen. devils. Everybody must be standing. Everybody must be binding. We are just binding devil. Any name that comes to your mind, just describe it. If you can't get the name, describe what the thing is and bind it in the name of Jesus. Lift your hand and begin to pray in the spirit. Kamo shatala makabarandalaba. Hey ma lo 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 mo ramandalaba. Hai la ramandali bolende bende bende lende 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 lende. Hey lo romondalende lende bende lo mo rakabalara. Hey lo 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 lo
sa sora bakatari andalaba. Lende
ramandele lende lende lende. Maria Makasadu Akapari Andaba, Iyoroboko Shata Kapari Andaba, Iyanzingambo Chambangin Delegem, Ramatika Bakasuka Tali Andaba, Renda Bakasenderebia Kandeleve, Erianda Ramakazi Adalababa, Shoria Makota, Shoria Mariande, Shoria Marabiko, Shoria Marabiata, Shoria Maya Iliande, Shoria Andalabayako, Shoria Andabakapa, Shoria Andara Balia, Shori andalaba mizo, Shori andalaba mikale, Shori andalaba bazoka, Shori andaba kapanda labaya. Hey, maluko, shekal, malino, libara, kise, monga, mela kiseri andalaba, iaraba kasha kapaya, miraduske kapaya ma, iaramana masoda bakapalia, Sheria katolia, Sheria la katolia, Sheria katolia, Sheria katolia, Sheria katolia, Sheria katolia, ia baraka pane, midaso, renosi, melizo, lejirale, meriasula, michakarale, likapala, muche, keniama, meromo sitalama, ikantolomo muchayama, maria nakasika toloba, maria kasebre kotola, maria lise kotola, michika sapa papa, Sheria rakota yale, Sheria rabikota ya, Sheria rabiakota, Ikande remosaka, 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 kiparalia, Levaraka basika rababa, Iarama lokomo sheke rabataya, Iarama namachinda ndalababa katalababa, Iarama mama kosaka talababa, Iarama mama jori alabaka pari andalababa, Iarama mama sora bakicheka, Iarabakute, Merianta Montane, Merianta Rigambicho, Merianta Michkela, Merianta Lama, Merianta Lama, Merianta Lama, Merianta Lama, Merianta Lama, Mika Chukela ba, Radio Koska Kiriambaya, Radio Monomo Chikari Andebekata, Radio Monomo Musenderi Amiko, Inderio Mosona, Michitra, Ranzu, Brembo, Brangle, Glido, Rake, Iyo Rababa Shikayaba, Iyo Rabakazari Oboko Shandelebea.
Thank you.
Ojere Kosia Kapayabaya.
Thank you.
Now, every fire
yes. in your life.
Yes.
I hear the word stamp out. Stamp out.
Yes.
Begin to stamp out all fires that
in the
Satan
name of
has
Jesus.
Lighted around you.
In the name
to put
of
fire
Jesus.
In your life.
Whatever fire.
Whatever is a fire.
Lives,
whatever is burning.
Out. Yes.
Whatever is destructive.
Yes.
Whatever is wicked.
Yes.
To burn your life.
Kiriyamakosa.
In the name of Jesus, we stamp it out.
Yes, 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 yes.
We stamp out demonic flames. Demonic fires.
Yes, yes.
Demonic forces.
Yes, yes, yes. Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes, yes.
Whatever is devouring your life, we bind it, we stamp it out.
We stamp it out.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Orabakaseke kapoka. Indala babasora bakaria. Rendere mokosha karariotaya. Rendere bekabaria namakasotaya. Rendere bekosha kapa. Maria tukabarakide. Maria momo
machi malale.
Ibaraka pasha pasha. Lika pato keske ka. Rea babaje kombaya. Miramana sotaya. Rambarama sotaya. Iyarabaraba sotaya. Itka paria nama. Engorobo kasa. Engorobo kosa. Kumanane. Menche kikobala. Sari andele bekaya. Rabala shaka paya. Elele kosa tari andaba. Renele beko pasha kaya. Mozi seko. Lift your voice and pray. Whatever fire is lighted in your life, whatever fire is lighted in my life, we stamp it out. We stamp it out. We stamp it out in the name of Jesus. In our families, whatever fire has been lighted by the devil, we stamp it out. Sheikatolia, Riabaka Pashakata, Iarabaku Sakeria, Ijulia Manosa, Lariaba Kuskapelia, Lariama Chusaka, Lariama Chukalia, Lariamana Chusekali, Lariama Chasata, Lariama Chasata, Lariama Chasata, Lechesekato, 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 Sheklisa, Sheklisa. Sheklisa, 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 Sheklisa. Somebody stamp it out. 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 Zora kapashata. Lia barakashata. Launching glenkamo. Launching glenkisa. Jojin glenblika. Ia kapasutake. Jekolia, 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 Jekolia. Jekolia, 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 Ikali, Rosa, Rike, Iaraba, Muchake, Loria Mazotata, Laria Mazotata, Leria Mazotata, Chikasoka, Pakuta, Jetuma, Machila, Jambla,
Jesus,
yes, 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 Shaka Basoria Nabaya.
Thank you, Lord. You may be seated. Listen, one of the main reasons for coming to church is to pray. Now, I want to tell you something that's going to shock you. Do you know that the Bible was put together about 200 years after Christ came? Am I right? Pastor Yoko, you should be able to tell me. Is it correct? It's a professor. Now, I want to tell you something that's going to shock you. Do you know that one of the books was almost eliminated? Because you know we have an odd number of books. 66 books, isn't it? How many books are there in the Bible? You know, you are a Christian. I know one place we went, I went on a conference. The people at the immigration were questioning whether they were Christians. So they took them aside and started to ask them Christian questions. And one of the questions was, how many books are in the Bible? Yeah. How many books are in the Bible? So when I ask you, you think I'm just asking you, but it may help you in a visa application. You'll be traveling to places. Now, one of the books was almost eliminated. Do you know which book that was? I mean, I'm sure they all had discussion on all the books, but one book that has been eliminated, the Book of Enoch. It's been taken out, although it's been used it was quoted in Genesis, but they left it out. It really hurts me that they left it out because it's a very good book. But anyway, the book that will shock you was about to be left out was. And some of the Gospels were left out. Gospel of Barnabas is out. Gospel of, what about the Gospel of Barnabas, one of the popular ones. It's left out. It was Matthew, Mark, Luke, John. There was Barnabas. They didn't accept his own. Yeah. There would have been so many more things to read. You get it? Yeah. I mean, it's been 2,000 years. We need things to read. Anyway, but to be safe, you have to stay within the Bible, the ones that are in the Bible. But one of the books that was almost left out was the Book of Revelation. Yeah. It was almost left out. Because the things that are in the Book of Revelation, I saw a beast having 7 heads, 10 horns. In Revelation 13, you know, 7 heads, 10 horns, 10 crowns. It's like they describe so many things. And then the 4 living creatures that were worshiping the Lord. It's like, what are all these? You know, they are not real things. But you see, unfortunately, we have limited ourselves to what we think we believe. Now, in the spirit, we are still praying. One of the things that is very rampant, running all around, are animals. Demonic animals. And you may not have been interested in wildlife up to today, but perhaps from today, you should understand wildlife, because wildlife will help you to know what each animal is doing and how it works. Yeah. Look, in the Bible, the devil is a serpent. He's a dragon. He's a lion. There are devils. I saw 3 devils like frogs. Revelation 16. Verse 13. I saw devils like frogs. Revelation 18 from verse 2. He said, and Babylon is inhabited with birds. Birds. Every foul and unclean bird. You know, describe the devil as birds. Lord of flies. Beelzebub. One time I had a patient and a fly came to land on the patient. And I just sort of knew that this patient is dead. Yes. In the wall, I remember the fly came, sat on the person. And when I felt the person, and he died a few hours later or days, whatever. So all these are mentioned. Different types of animals. So when that word unclean spirits. You see, unclean is used to describe animals. So in Acts chapter 10, when Peter saw a vision with a lot of unclean animals, and God said, arise, kill and eat. I can't kill such unclean. This is describing animals. So unclean spirits are probably pure animals. It's not what you think. Have you been a spirit before? No microscope is showing you in the spirit what is happening. Look at Daniel. I wonder if these people wanted to take out Daniel as well. Daniel chapter 7. Look at verse 1. We are binding devils. He said, I was in the first year of Belshazzar. It's like saying in the reign of President Kufuor or President Rawlings. All right. Daniel had a dream and visions of his head. Wow. Verse 2. And Daniel spake and said, I saw in my vision by night 4 winds of the heaven strove upon the great sea. and four great beasts came up from the sea. Yes. A lot of dead people in the sea. Now look at it. The first one was like a lion. I didn't write the Bible. The first animal that he saw was like a lion and had eagle's wings. Yeah, you see, so some of the animals. Now, if you care to watch wild animals, you'll find many species which you cannot imagine. Like birds, we have ones with long beaks, we have ones with flat beaks, we have ones with a fishing pouch. They just go in the water and scoop the water. They open them up. The lower part is a fishing thing. It goes and it just scoops. There are some that dive. Animals, different types of animals. I mean, amazing creatures on earth practically today. You haven't seen, some of the animals are still being named. Yes. You've just seen lion, leopard, tiger, and cat. And actually, you have only seen cat and dog. You've not even seen a lion before. The Accra Zoo is closed down. Should I bring a lion to an Accra Zoo? No. A leopard? No. A wolf? No. Okay, no problem. If you say no, I shall not bring. All right, you don't want lion, I don't bring lion. I've got a baby lion that you play with. All right. The first was like a lion and had eagle's wings. And I beheld till the wings were plucked off. And it was lifted from the earth and made to stand upon the feet. And a man's heart was given it. Look. Then I saw another animal. Like a bear. And it raised up itself on one side. And it had three ribs in the mouth. Yes. And they said this to it, arise and devour much flesh. Hey! Whatever bear is after your flesh, to eat up your flesh, we block and forbid it in Jesus' name. Then I looked, and lo, another like a leopard, which had upon the back of it four wings of a fowl and four heads. The beast had four heads. Look, each spiritual animal has its characteristics. So today I just want to give us two and then we pray. Two animals. Yeah. Number one, a leopard. Leopard, next time you get a chance to go to Kenya, try to see one of these. You will not see a leopard. The leopard is the ghost of the wildlife. It's the ghost. You don't see it. It's up like a monkey. It has special claws that enable it to climb. Lions cannot climb. If a lion goes up the tree, it has to fall down. Yeah. So sometimes when they are mad and very hungry, they will try to go up a tree. But when they come down, they can easily die. But a leopard can climb and chase even monkeys on the tree. Yeah, and monkeys don't like them at all. So you'll be walking. And then from the tree, the ghost will just jump. These are demonic surprises. Things you don't expect. And you haven't expected something like this to come into your life. These are demonic surprises. Whatever represents a surprise to your life, today we are going to deal with it in prayer. Do you want to know the next animal? Wild dogs. Yes. I never knew there was an animal called a wild dog. When I first saw it, I thought it meant like normal Dobermans or Alsatian dogs that are wild. No. There is a special animal called wild dog. Yes, they are like wolves, they are like foxes, they are like hyenas, but they are dogs. And they move in groups. That's why problems come in groups. You find out that this is financial plus spiritual plus moral plus this plus many things. They are in a group. Whatever group problem has come into your life, today it is bound in Jesus' name. But this is the way they work. They can chase an antelope that is as big as this. And the dog is small like this. They chase them. But the way they do it is they run with the antelope until it is tired. That's all. They run and it runs. And they run, run, run. If you watch, you feel sad. They'll take one and they will chase it. And it's far faster. But they have stamina for 2, 3, 4 kilometers, 5 kilometers. They'll be running until the antelope will stand there at its time. And they come on it and they eat it alive. So if you read the book of Daniel, it says that it was given to him to wear out the saints. To wear you out. Yes, to wear out the saints. Look at it. He shall speak great words and shall wear out the saints of the Most High. So something that makes you tired and worn out, the same thing. And they are far smaller. You see an antelope like my height, too, and a dog like this. And you see them following, about 40 of them. Chasing. So there are problems you have. The strategy is to make you tired. Tired of it. Charlie, I'm tired of this. I'm tired of this whole thing. I'm struggling on and on and on and on. It's not ending. Your heart, your resolve, your energy for the same thing that is repeated and is going on and on. And it's like, so the antelope just stands there and then they just can be bite the leg, they hold it, they bite. That's all. It just stands there and it's eating. If you ever get a chance to watch a film on wild dogs, you watch it, you see what I'm talking about. The first time I saw it, I was shocked. I said, wow. I will not go to hyenas today. Hyena is different. Stand up. You see, in the spirit, these animals are there. Lift your hand. Whatever has been sent to wear you out, in the name of Jesus. Father, thank you. We will not leave the devil alone. We come against demonic traps and demonic strategies to wear out the same, to make us tired of the same trouble and of the same problem that has been there since 1994, 1982, 2006, 2005, 2012, 2015 troubles are still pursuing us in the name of Jesus. Every demonic dog spirit, every demonic dog, satanic dog, spiritual dogs, pack dogs, pack problems, combined problems, team spirits working against us in the name of Jesus. We block them, we bind them, we cast them out, we fight against them in the name of Jesus.
We identify you. We identify you. Satan, we bind you.
We bind you.
We identify you.
We bind you.
In the name of Jesus.
Yes.
Whatever is wearing you out, whatever is wearing you out,
yes,
whatever is making you tired,
yes, yes,
whatever is repeated,
yes,
over
yes,
and
yes,
over,
yes,
continuing,
Chol-
never ending,
hey,
making you tired,
hey,
making you weary,
hey,
in the name of Jesus,
hey,
we bind it now, we attack it now,
we
forbid it now,
yes,
we fasten it with change,
yes, yes,
now in the name of Jesus,
now, any problem,
yes,
this is the moment for it. Relationships, marriages,
yes,
relationships,
yes,
that is making you tired,
yes,
relationships,
yes,
marriage issues,
marriage, yes,
relationship issues,
yes,
lift your hand.
I lift my hand.
Demons are bound now in the name of Jesus. This is the hour, this is the moment. Whatever makes you tired in relationships, in marriages,
yes,
in relationships,
yes,
in friendships,
yes,
in relationship,
yes,
morality,
yes,
whatever it is,
yes,
la la qualada,
Kekosale,
Malora,
Jesus,
Rebe Quelarama,
Jesus,
La Mayoka,
yes,
Andalania,
yes,
Nayata,
yes, yes,
Ekalaba,
yes, yes,
Ekalaba,
yes, yes,
Watalaya,
Tolia Catalia Leba, Mazaza Zuke, Tekoka Kapala,
Cheke
Seko Tali,
Malokato
Kapapa,
Soma
Mitali, Tugleba.
Lift your hands up. Lift up your lamentation against the enemy. Lift up your lamentation. Prophesy. Prophesy against the enemy.
Yabasha, Yakato,
Everybody speak in tongues. Speak in tongues.
Malija, Ebale, Azabe, Machiale, Lezer, Mizash, Malut, Leblis, Malut, Leche, Vendos, Mizba, Grace, Lezoma, Nachibe, Kazuba, Maluma, Nigeria, Lamasi, Iluata, Madimeta, Machende, Iluata, Mashua, Meshe, Masho, Meshe, Masho, Meshe, Masho, Meshe, Masho, Meshe, Masho, Meshe, Masho, Ayamba, Iluata, Ibele, Iluata, Ede, Ande, Mito, Wadwe, Malue, Benumos, Lembes, Kuane, Maloa, Madre, Guada, Melza, Metune, Iguata, Maleno, Mitunia, Ramino, Zabia, Wate, Mito, Rama, Ibaluma, Yeshua, Mitua, Letes, Maliba, Guate, Ibalibo, Guata, Idoya, Ayeno, Rabesa, Iapa, Mato, Lima, Rakoa, Imoa, Manua, Minua, Manua, Yasun, Matuas, Belis, Banos, Benwas, Batuan, Betui, Banuas, Minua, Wata, Levima, Yasua, Mancha, Limo, Anuama, Matine, Melusa, Waluame, Aluade, Ayaba, Mituma, Ayano, Inano, Ayame, Ayabo, Iatua, Mayase, Yatua, Matuan, Minua, Manua, Minua, Manua, Sayane, Iana, Ayane, Itua, Malita, Eidua, Eiwa, 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 Kendes, Libes, Ladas, Maliba, Yata, Nanche, Ipal, Yatwa, Yades, Kando, Yabene, Yapa, Yata, Yota, Itwa, Madena, Karobosha, 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 Karobosha.
Lift your hands, lift your hands. God is giving you victory. Every fire in your life, every fire you are standing in, is being stamped out by the power of God. And then I see something like a mask over your face. So you don't look clear and nice to some people. So they never choose you. They never take good decisions about you. They never like you. They never favor you. Every net that Satan has dropped over your face,
Jesus,
and over your life,
Jesus,
I remove it now in the name of Jesus.
Jesus,
begin to clear every type of mask and camouflage and every disguise Satan has put on your face, so that you never are chosen and lie and decisions, good decisions about you are not taken in the name of Jesus. Come on,
Kate, 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 Ipashata, Lepashata, Ipashata, Liria Batatuya, Labia Baba 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 Baba
Great are you, Lord.
Lift your hands.
Yes.
Something is taking your money. Listen. Something is fighting your money. You know, the money in Ghana should have been 1 million billion times more. But something inexplicable, something mysterious makes Ghana a poor country. Right now, whatever is mysterious working to take away money, wealth, blessings from God against your life.
Yes.
Now, in the name of Jesus, we lift up a prophecy against all mysterious enemies, hidden forms of dark spirits that take away our money, our wealth.
Yes.
Bind the devil now in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Change colors. I am glad this story. Iya mama mama. Chabeko. Chabarabiosaka. Icholo mokosia. Rababababa.
Shake kesolia. Lift your hands like this.
Yes.
Victory.
Yes.
Is declared.
Yes.
Over all forms of wickedness.
Yes.
That are working in your life.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
Shake yourself like this.
Uriya makata.
All forces of darkness are shaking off your life now.
Shaking it off.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Yes.
Oh. Great are you, Lord. Great are you, Lord.
Great are you, Lord.
Great are you, Lord. Great.
Right.
is keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
Come on, let's sing it. He's the way maker, way maker,
way maker, miracle worker. Promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
Come on, sing. He's the way maker. He's the way maker. Hey,
way maker, miracle worker. Promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
How many of us believe that he's the way maker? Hello.
Way maker, miracle worker. Promise keeper, light in the darkness.
My God,
that is who you are.
Come on, he's here. Come on, say,
you are here.
Moving in our midst.
Moving in our midst.
We worship you.
I worship you.
I worship you.
I worship you.
Hey, hey, hey.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness.
My God,
that is who you are.
Do you believe he's the waymaker? He's the
miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness. My God, that is who you are.
Hey,
way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness.
My God, that is who you are. Hey,
way maker, miracle worker, promise keeper.
Demons tremble at your presence.
What a mighty God we serve.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Glory, glory, hallelujah.
Everything written about you is great.
Everything written about you is great.
Demons tremble at your presence.
Demons tremble at your presence.
Hallelujah. Lift your hands, Father. Thank you that everything written about you is great. Thank you that the demons bow at the mention of the name Jesus. Thank you that we have identified the forces of darkness. We'll never leave them alone again. We'll bind them every day, Lord. We'll deal with them every day, Lord. Thank you that we will see a difference, Lord. We'll see a difference, Lord. We are breaking through in the name of Jesus. We are breaking out in the name of Jesus. We are breaking forward in the name of Jesus. Thank you for victory in the mighty name of Jesus. And everyone said, amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for Jesus. Are you happy to be at service today? And give the Lord a shout of praise. Hallelujah. The Bible says in Psalm 34, I will bless the Lord at all times. His praises shall continually be in my mouth. I see you receiving continuous testimonies in Jesus' name. Amen. Our first testimony is coming from my sister Hannah Toby. She's from UPSA. Please put your hands together for her as she testifies of what God has done for her. Put your hands together for her. Hannah, what has God done for you?
Hello everyone. God has been very faithful to me because last week he helped me, he saved me from two accidents within an hour on my way to TF4 outreach. So what happened was that I was in my house at Adenta and I was feeling really bored, so I called the Laboni house and I said I'm going swimming. I was actually going with my little brother and my uncle. So when we got there, we were in the water for about 3 hours. By the time I came out, my eyes were bled. I couldn't see well. But then I told my uncle and my little brother that I have to go for outreach at TF, no matter what, because I wasn't even appropriately dressed and I was in heels. So I said I'll come to TF and change and then still meet people because I needed to bring people to church for Daddy's birthday celebration. Yeah, so on my way, I was in a trotro when all of a sudden, an Uber driver crossed us. And then, we nearly fell flat on our left side. The driver just lost control of the wheels. And I was just saying, God, I'm going to do your will, so please protect me. And then everybody just kept insulting the Uber driver who just zoomed off. And then when we got to University of Ghana Business School, there was a hold up about 15 minutes. Didn't know what was going on, and I was asking God, are you telling me not to go for this outreach and go home? Because I don't understand. But something kept pushing me to go for outreach. So when we got to Presec, I came down with some guys, and then, you know, there are three sides to cross. We crossed the first part, and they ran ahead, so they left me cry. I was on heels walking, and I was left with the last part. And then I felt something odd in my spirit, like something was coming to happen. So I said I had to wait for all the cars to stop. And then I noticed that all the cars had stopped and the junction, like leading to TF, there was a motorcycle there just waiting. And I didn't know what to do, so I saw the lady crossing and I decided to cross with her. So I was left with two steps to get to the end of the road when all of a sudden the Holy Spirit told me, Hannah, Hannah, something is coming, jump. I was on heels and I just jumped for no reason.
You jumped with the heels. You would jump.
Pastor.
Say I would jump.
Immediately.
And what happened when you jumped?
Immediately, I saw the motorcycle pass the exact spot I was passing. Zoom.
Wow.
It just zoomed off. And I knew it was an attack on my life because there was a whole lot of space. But it passed the exact spot. And with my blurred eyes, I couldn't see anything. But then it was the Spirit that just told me to jump.
Wow. Focus on the Holy Spirit. Believe in the Holy Spirit. Receive the Holy Spirit. May the Holy Spirit give you an escape this week. May you hear a good voice telling you to do something good this week. She's alive and she's well. She said she felt a prompting in the spirit to jump. And just when she jumped, a motorcycle passed right where she was standing. And that's why she's alive today. Put your hands together for Jesus. And put your hands together for that powerful testimony. And let's welcome Desmond to share his testimony. Desmond Alote is a medical student from University of Ghana Medical School. Put your hands together for him. Desmond, what has God done for you? Amen.
Hallelujah. Okay. I want to give God the glory for helping me to miraculously pass an exam, which I didn't even deserve to come near.
Medical school exam.
Yes, please.
Well, tell us about it.
So the exam is known as the MBCHB Final Part 1 exams.
Okay.
And it's made up of medicine and surgery. So for my medicine clinical exam, I mean, it was so bad. After the exams, I felt so bad. That was the worst feeling ever after any exam in the school. I mean, an examination made up of 5 stations. 4 stations were examination stations. 1 was history station. For the examination stations, you have just 10 minutes to examine a patient. You present your findings, and then you give differential diagnosis.
Somebody say it's an exam.
So,
students, it's your exam like this. Why don't you just put your hands together for Jesus for that wonderful testimony? And what happened there?
It means you have to do everything fast and present your findings.
Okay.
And give the likely causes of the problem the patient has. So for mine, like in almost all the stations, I mean, time beat me totally.
Yes.
I was able to do the examination. When it gets to presentation, then they'll ring the bell.
For all the stations?
For all the stations. So, I mean, I was terrified. Like, I was full of fear. I was like, this exam, like...
You failed.
Failure was literally staring at me.
Yes.
I was so... So, I mean, we had surgery the following, like, the day after that day. And it was so difficult, like, coming back and preparing for that. But God being so good, I had a steady partner who we psyched ourselves and we went on.
And so, what happened when the results were released?
The results were released just the Wednesday. We finished writing on Friday. Wednesday, the results were released. And, I mean, I was scared. I couldn't open it. When I opened it, I started looking at the referral list. Because
you were looking at the referral list.
Yeah.
Because you believe that's where your name will be.
Yeah,
your name will not be on any referral list in the name of Jesus. Whatever exam you have taken this semester, when you are looking for your name, according to the word that has gone over you already, it will not be found in the referral list. What's your name there?
No, my name wasn't there.
Which other list could your name have been on?
It's either your name will be on the pass list or your name is not on any of the list at all.
And if your name is not on any list, what
does
that
mean? Repeating.
You are repeating the whole year.
You are repeating the whole
year.
So I was scared.
When you couldn't find it on the referral list.
But it didn't go well. I knew if I failed myself, I knew the consultant would fail me. Because, I mean, it didn't go well at all.
And what happened?
So I just sat my relaxed and I come down. I just looked at the pass list. And by the grace of God, I saw my name on the
pass list. His name was on the pass list. Why don't you give the Lord a shout of praise? And this month, you were telling me that this was the first time you ever went into an exam having listened to the prayers Prophet prayed for us.
So usually I plan to listen to the prayers, but then the tension and the heat of the moment, it just keeps me. When I finish the examination, I'll be like, hey, I said I'll do this, I didn't do it. So for this one, I don't know what happened. That morning, I listened to the exam prayers. That was the one Daddy prayed for us just recently. And some years back, he prayed one. I had it on my phone.
You combined the two exam prayers.
And
it became a powerful combo of prayers.
Yes.
And you listened to it.
Yeah.
And what did he say
that one,
in that
Daddy
prayer?
Said that an angel will go before us to prepare us and make every wrong right in the sight of our
lips. You think this is the work of an angel or it's not the work of... I don't know why you're sitting down like that. Give the Lord a shout of praise. An angel is going before you in Jesus' name. You've written an angel is going before your paper in the name of Jesus. That's
so, what I looked at when I sat back. I realized that what did I do differently? That because I mean, this was total failure, and I remembered that I did something like that by listening to a prayer and believing the prayer.
The effectual fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much, it will avail much for you in Jesus' name. Put your hands together for that powerful testimony. Hallelujah. Our next testimony is coming from our brother Ameyao Abrebrese. Oh, please do it better for him. Do it better for him. Wow. Ameyao, tell us, what has God done for you?
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I thank God for helping me pass my examination. That qualifies me to be called to the bar in Ghana.
Wow. You've passed the examination that qualifies you.
To be called to the bar in Ghana, ask him to become a lawyer.
Please put your hands together for Jesus. Yeah, that's a great thing. Lady Reverend Erica, isn't that a great thing? Wow, tell us about it.
Before this, I was a little angry with God. I lost my mentor and father figure in my life, Reverend Dr. Brown. Some few months later, my mom also died. Then I hear that I failed my exams again. So.
How many papers?
I failed 2 papers.
You had failed 2 papers.
In the law school, if you fail 3, you have to start over again. If you fail two, you can write it and be called to the bar.
Wow.
Yeah, so I was angry and decided that I won't come to Good Friday service or come to church anymore. So I stopped coming to church, by the way.
Forgive.
So I only went to Good Friday service because the previous year, my mom stood at the gate and told me, Amia, I can't believe that I'm here. I thank God so much that I'm alive today.
Wow.
So I only went to honor her by going to the Good Friday service. Over there, Bishop said these exact words. What cannot be in Christ cannot be in you.
At the Good Friday service.
Yes. Then he went on to say, can you imagine Christ getting 42?
Can you imagine Christ getting what?
42.
42%.
In exam.
Wow.
And I had gotten 42 in one of my...
You had gotten 42! Hey! Ah, you are some people as this is why they don't understand the testimony. Ah! Be impressed! Be impressed! They will never be impressed! The brother said he wasn't going to come. And he's sitting there wondering what he's doing at the Good Friday service. And he hears the man of God preaching and he said, there is somebody, can you imagine Christ having 42%? And he had failed his exam with exactly 42%. Hey! Say, yeah! And what happened?
So, with that confidence, I requested for a remark of my papers.
And when you heard that you cannot have 42%,
yes,
you requested for a remark.
Yes, please.
Wow.
And in a law school, he's unheard of to ask for a remark.
For both papers.
Lady Reverend Erica was like, don't try this, it will not work. But I still went ahead and I applied. My earpiece is a Bluetooth earpiece. Anytime it comes on, it just picks one of the podcasts and starts playing. So I remember track number 23, Declaration.
Track number what?
23.
Sure, he has numbered the track. Have you numbered them on your phone?
Title Declarations. And Daddy was saying, I see a good surprise coming to you.
Wow.
Then after some few minutes, he said, no, I see two good surprises coming your way.
Wow.
The following week, I go for my results. And I'll part both of them. So,
the people who write the exam, they don't even pass. And he failed, went for a remark, and he passed both. And I don't know why you are sitting now. Give the Lord a shout of praise. And you said you weren't even expecting it.
I won't tell that I'm very grateful because at that time, I was not in a receptive mood. So whatever Daddy was saying, I wasn't receiving because I was filled with anger. But still, his words came and changed my life.
Chalene, if you're not in a receptive mood, Christ, you will receive something powerful today. Shout amen. Put your hands together for that powerful testimony. And our final testimony is coming from Roland Amoa. She's from the prestigious, he's from the prestigious Anakazo Bible and Ministry Training Center. Put your hands together for him. Doesn't he look like a man of God? Wow, do it better for him. Wow. Osafo, tell us, what has God done for you?
I want to thank God for helping me acquire a 5 years American visa through the prayers of our Father, declarations, and his prophecies.
Please take it again, take it again.
I said I want to thank God,
yes,
for helping me acquire 5 years American visa through the prayers of our Father, prophecies, and
have you been in church and had you been there before? Have you had you been there before? Have you had you been there before? It will happen practically to you.
Amen.
Tell us, how did it happen? How did it happen?
It all happened when Daddy preached about the voice of circumstances.
Voices of circumstances.
Yes. Daddy prophesied that he could see 150 visas in the church.
150 visas?
Yes, please. And he also mentioned that we will not be restricted to Ghana.
Mm-hmm.
And also, we'll be going to certain airports.
Did he mention some of the airports?
He said Dallas Airport.
That's where you are going to.
Yes.
Hey, you'll be there too. Hey, Charlie. People are receiving it. Receive it in the name of Jesus. And where else did he mention?
And he mentioned Moscow.
Moscow.
Washington, D.C.
Washington, D.C.
Yes, and other airports.
And other airports.
Yes, please.
Wow. And how did it happen practically?
It all happened when my sister-in-law sent me an invite to attend her graduation at the American University in Washington. I didn't want to go, but my wife went for her own. But after I listened to the podcast Daddy prophesied, I said, I'll go. So
okay.
I went to pay my visa fee, and 15th of May was my interview. When I got there, they told me that I've not printed one document, so I should go back. I became very sad, but I remember the prayers. I said, I'll go. I printed a thing and went inside. Half my thumbprint and everything. So when I was about to reach my tent, I realized that people were being refused their visa.
You realized people were being refused. How did you know? How did you know they had been refused?
When you see someone coming out with a passport, it means they've been refused.
You can't get a visa so quickly. So it's like we just went in and you are coming out with your, you've been refused. You will never be refused in Jesus' name. So you could see people coming back.
People were coming out with their passports. Some were even trying to hide it so that you will not see that they've been refused.
Mercy.
Yes. So when it was my turn, I realized there was a lady in the corner. She was issuing the visa. So I was praying that God take me to the lady. But there was one man, he was refusing almost everyone. And I said, this man, I don't want to go to him. But when it was my turn to go, the lady asked me to go to that particular man.
Hey!
But then, I felt a hand touch my shoulder.
You felt a hand touching
and the
shoulder.
Hand said, run, don't be afraid, just go.
Wow.
Then I turned to look at a person, I realized our father was standing by me.
Hey!
He saw that he would nail. Yes.
Wow.
So I decided to go. When I got to the man looked at my face. Then he asked me, what are you going to do in America? And I told him. Then the second question was, what work does your wife do? Then I told him. The third one, he said, how long have you been married? Then I told him. Then I realized the man was not looking at my face, but he was looking at the place I perceived that he was standing. And the man was not comfortable. He was looking on my left side. And the man said, congratulations, take this letter and go for your visa.
Hey! Give the Lord a shout of praise. How many years did the man give you to attend a graduation ceremony? How many years?
The passport is here. 5 years.
Give the Lord a shout of praise. You will be there too. Say, I will be there. Bro, so you were telling me that people should have great faith in prophecy.
Yeah, people should have great faith in prophecy because when I was there, I could see people speaking for hours. Even those who were speaking before I got there were still talking. But when I got there, within 45 seconds, my interview was done. Then I remember that Daddy was actually with me. And he his prophecy has been fulfilled in my life. So I want everyone here to believe that whatever they have said is hanging in the air. 150 visas, I have mine, my wife has her own. So it also go for yours. In Jesus' name, amen.
Wow, why don't you give the Lord a shout of praise? Wow, wow, wow. And I think we'll take our final testimony from our sister Yvette. She's here to testify from OEB. Put your hands together for her. Yvette, tell us, what has God done for you?
God has been good to me. I want to say thank you to God for giving me my son a second chance. I remember before Good Friday, my baby was really sick and he was always vomiting. And anytime we go to the hospital, the doctors will tell me it's just a baby syndrome. So then I should go back. But then I still didn't believe in it. So when I got back home, I was so worried. And I heard a voice telling me to listen to the Good Friday message. So I went back to the Good Friday message. And in the message, Daddy was saying that any tragedy around will not come to us. Any skeleton that was at a junction ready to suck our blood wasn't going to happen. So I believed in it. And then the last thing I heard was, he also said something about we were going to receive a call that was going to change our lives forever. After that message, as my shepherd called, and my shepherd said, why are you so troubled? Take the communion wine and give your baby. And I said, communion wine? How can I give my baby who is barely 6 months communion wine? And I went ahead to give baby communion wine. And to the glory of God, when I gave baby communion wine, the vomit stopped. He's eating and he's still alive and he stopped vomiting. I want to say thank you to God. And I want to say thank you to Daddy for the message preached.
Even
amen.
Babies are taking the communion wine. Receive your blessing as you receive the cup of blessing. Put your hands together for Jesus. Hallelujah. I believe a great blessing awaits us today. Put your hands together for powerful testimonies.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon the man of God. He is anointed to preach the word of God. Oh yeah. And you, my broken heart, and your broken heart, by the anointing, when you have tears on your pillow and pain in your heart, He's there for you. Oh, I know. Oh, my Jesus, He has the power to heal me. The Holy Spirit is the comforter in my life. Jesus is anointed, anointed to heal my broken heart. Oh yeah. When I have tears on my pillow and pain in my heart, Jesus heals my heart. Tears on my pillow and pain in my heart, Jesus heals my heart. Oh yeah. Oh my heart, my tender heart. It's been broken times by so many things. Whoa. But Jesus healed me, He healed me time and time and time again. Oh yeah. When I have tears on my pillow and pain in my heart, Jesus heals my heart.
By a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt. And by a prophet was he preserved.
Oh, yeah.
The Spirit of the Lord is upon me.
Hallelujah.
Because he hath anointed me to preach the gospel to the poor. He hath sent me to heal the brokenhearted, to preach deliverance to the captives, and recovering of sight to the blind, to set at liberty them that are bruised, to preach the acceptable year of the Lord.
Oh, Jesus healed me, He healed me. There was a woman, a widow in the city of Nain. Her son had died. She was broken. She could not be comforted. Oh, but one day she met Jesus. He raised her son back to life again. Oh yeah. When she had tears on her pillow and pain in her heart, Jesus healed her heart. Oh. There was another woman. She'd been bent over for 18 years. No one loved her, and nobody showed her any kindness. Oh,
His power touched her body. She stood up that day and she was healed. Whoa, whoa. There was yet another woman. Remember the woman with the issue of blood. She had been bleeding for 12 long years. Oh, she had suffered many things. Oh, from many physicians. Oh, but she reached out and touched the hem of his garment, and she was healed. Oh, hallelujah! When she had tears on her pillow and pain in her heart, Jesus healed her heart. Oh, when you have tears on your pillow and pain in your heart, He's there for you. Oh, when I have tears on my pillow and pain in my heart, He's there for me.
Hallelujah. Give the Lord a shout of praise. Now, how many of you are tired of coming to church to hear other people's testimonies? How many of you are tired? How many of you came to church today to hear your testimony for God to touch you? Today, I really believe it's your day for a miracle. I was really touched by the testimonies. And I think you don't need to go to school to know that we are sitting with a very big anointing in this house and in this church. And I tell you, He is the vessel that God is using to bless us, the vessel God is using to direct us, the vessel God is using to change our lives. And I noticed that all those who had a testimony were changed because they believed. The Bible says in Hebrews 4:2, they mixed the word that was preached with faith and it became profitable to them. So today I want you to listen for your word of wisdom. I want you to listen for your word of knowledge. I want you to listen for your breakthrough, for your proclamation, and I want you to expect a miracle. So if you're as excited as I am, give the Lord a shout as we welcome the vessel of God, our Father, the prophet, Bishop Dag. He was made. I can hear you, church. If you expect a miracle, lift your voices and shout.
I believe God's God is here.
Father, thank you for your blessing in our lives, in Jesus' name. Guide us by your mighty spirit and let your will be done, in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, please sit down, everybody. Is it hot or cold now? But I thought it just rained. You just wonder what is happening with the weather. Anyway, now, my message is on the Holy Spirit. So I'm going to show you, and I believe you are going to learn something and receive something from the Holy Spirit, very important in your life. Cooperating with the Holy Spirit. Cooperating. Seven great principles on cooperating with the Holy Spirit. Now, the Holy Spirit is a spirit, so you cannot see Him. So how do you know this Holy Spirit is working? John 14 verse 16 says, I will pray the Father, and He shall give you another comforter. So this is the great gift for us. Amen. First John 5, verse 7 and verse 8 together, if possible. All right? Now notice, put verse 7, just verse 7. Everybody look, you know, I want us to look, the Bible is the safest book for us, okay? There are three that bear witness and that bear record in heaven. You know, these are King James words, so this was in 1611. That's when this English was used. So you sort of, you know, you somehow don't really get it. So notice, it says, there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost, and these are one. So there are three, if you like, in another paraphrase way, there are three powers in heaven. Okay? There are three powerful things in heaven. It's another way of saying the same thing. All right? There are three powerful things in heaven. And what are the three powerful things? The Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. Isn't it? Remember, in the beginning was the Word was with God. So there are three powers in heaven when it comes to heaven. This morning, if you came here earlier, we talked about the first heavens and then the second heavens, isn't it? And then the third heaven. So I showed you the first heaven. We located it directly in the Bible. And the third heaven, where God is, we located it. So we know there's a second, based on a logic which we learn in art student. If you're an art student, you know logic. So three powers in heaven. Now what about earth? Are there any powers on earth? Look at verse 8. And there are three that are bearing witness or that are talking or working here. These words, English, bear witness and so on. Just try to understand the powers that are on earth. On the ground here practically. Okay? What are the three powers here? The spirit, the water, and the blood. These are the powers that are working here. Yeah, on earth. So, if you are not into these powers, you are missing something. Because your life is powerless. So, you must be into the spirit. John said, I was in the spirit on the Lord's day. Yes. So there are some things you must be into. You are not more logical than me. You know, I am very logical. It took me time to even flow with the spirit. Because I don't like things that are not logical. And the spirit is not logical at the point. So it took me time. So if I can flow with the spirit, you too, you can flow with the spirit. Don't bring me that education crap. All right? Have you been to school more than me? All right. So three powers. How many want to flow in the powers? Yeah. You don't have to be afraid of juju powers, witchcraft powers, wizard powers, people casting spells. You should laugh at them. Because you are also operating in a power. Yes. There is a power that you are operating in. And the Bible is showing us the powers that are working here for us. The spirit, the water, and the blood. And I'm not going to bother to go into the water and the blood. But you know the blood. You see, that's why we take the communion. That is power. Every Sunday, not some Sundays. Every Sunday. It's not even enough. It's one of the powers. Because of our mistakes. Yes, our mistakes. Every time we make mistakes, we are opening doors. So we need the blood. But let's not go into the blood. The spirit is one of the powers. So now that we have received the spirit, whom we cannot see physically, how to flow with him? Okay? Now, how many have realized that sometimes people marry and they are not flowing? Have you seen some before? Raise your hand. Flow is gone. They don't flow anymore. They don't talk anymore. They don't kiss anymore. They don't touch anymore. So you can see that there is no flow and no cooperation. But what God is showing us is that we must flow with a person you cannot see. Wow. Can you imagine a beloved you can't see? Huh? Yes. One day I was watching a documentary about prisoners in America. And there was a prisoner and he had gotten a beloved as a prisoner. Yes. Huh? He's in prison for life. And he got a beloved. And the beloved is free. And he married the beloved. Yes, in prison. Now that's his love of his life. Somebody he thinks about. Somebody he loves. It's also a type of relationship. You are married to somebody you don't see. And somebody you can never be with because it's for life. Anyway, the Holy Spirit is another type of person you can't see, but you are supposed to flow with the person. All right? So, today, I just want us to go through very quickly 7 great principles on how to cooperate with somebody you cannot see. Number one, write it down this way. The Holy Spirit is here to help me. I must cooperate with Him by seeing Him, knowing about Him, noticing Him, and talking to Him. You know, each of these could have been a point on its own, but I want us to go faster. So, the Holy Spirit is here to help me. Every point starts with the Holy Spirit is here to help me. And then it continues and says, I must cooperate with Him by seeing Him. Now, our brother was giving a testimony. You know, he said, I was standing by Him. But I believe it's the Holy Spirit who was standing by him, or an angel standing by him. Amen. Yeah. You see, we are there, we don't see. Okay? Right. Now, we must cooperate with him, or I must cooperate with him by seeing him, knowing him, knowing about him, amen, noticing him, and talking to him, amen. I think you should turn off the smoke. All right, thank you. Now, John 14, verse 16. I will pray the Father, and He will give you another Comforter, that He may abide with you forever. Even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, because it seeth Him not. Amen. So you cannot receive the Spirit when you don't see Him, when you don't notice Him. So that is what this is about. You must notice the Spirit is here. Amen. And you must talk to Him. The Holy Spirit is here. All right? Beautiful. Luke chapter 9. Verse 51. Martha on stage. Luke chapter 9, verse 51. And it came to pass, when the time was come that he should be received up, he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem and sent messengers before his face, and they went and entered into a village of the Samaritans to make ready for him. And they did not receive him, because his face was as though he would go to Jerusalem. And when his disciples, James and John, saw this, they said, "Lord, will thou that we command fire to come down from heaven and consume them, even as Elias did?" Everybody notice verse 55. "But he turned and rebuked them and said, you know not what manner of spirit you are of. For the Son of Man is not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them." And they went to another village. Amen. All right. They went where? To another village. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. Let's read from verse 28 to 30. All right. Now, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 30. "Grieve not the Holy Spirit of God, whereby you are sealed unto the day of redemption." So don't insult the Spirit. Don't offend him. Or another one says, quench not. So there is a Spirit. So you must flow with the Spirit. You mustn't quench the Spirit. And you must see the Spirit. So what is principle number one? By seeing him, knowing about him, noticing him, talking to him. So knowing about him, you must know. If you are fighting a church, you should know that that's not the Spirit that God gave you. You are not walking in the Spirit. This man wanted to bring fire down and kill all the people. That's not the Spirit that God gave you to kill people. So when you look at some of the quarrels you are in, realize that that's not the Spirit. You don't know the Spirit you have. You don't know the Spirit you have. If you know the Spirit you have, you'll not be doing those things. That's not the Spirit you have. So some will think that, oh, if I have that Spirit, I will behave like that. No, the Spirits are subject. The Spirit of the prophet are subject to the prophet. So you think that you are above the Spirit, but the Spirits are subject to you. So you may have that good Spirit, but it is still under your control. And if you keep it under, it will be under. So some of the behaviors from your family and from your house, they are not from the Spirit. Yes. And when we get to the fruits of the Spirit, you see that, no, this is not from the Holy Spirit. And sometimes you have people who don't learn this, and they go as far as becoming pastors, and they behave in a completely different spirit from the Holy Spirit. Completely different. Anybody who has traces of stubbornness is not the Spirit, I'm telling you. Stubbornness, stronghold, long meetings, not understanding for a long time. It's not the Spirit of God. It's an evil spirit. Take it from me. You have to be told the same thing 4 times. Somebody has to talk to you and he has the feeling you don't get what he's saying. It's too much. You are corrected and your face has become twisted. You don't know the Spirit you have. Yes. And because people don't cooperate with the Holy Spirit, you have the Holy Spirit, but it's like as if you are demon possessed. Because sometimes you are more flowing with an evil spirit that was in you before or is still trying to possess you. Are you there? So you must start to see the Spirit. Yes. Now, how do you see the Spirit? Put on that verse again. He says, "The world cannot receive because it seeth it not." The world cannot receive because it seeth him not. This is one of the most important verses in the whole Bible. You can't receive the Spirit. Look, if you can't see the Spirit on me, you will never receive the Spirit. You, because my name is Dag. You just say, hey, Dagito. That's all. Hey, Dag. That's all. And I'm Dag. It's true, I'm Dag. You can, Dr. Heward Mills, it's true. That's all. That. You don't have to see the Spirit. You will never receive anything from me, the Spirit. Because you don't see the Spirit. But if you see the anointing, you start to receive it. You see, there are people, Yonggi Cho, he's a great pastor. There are people who have fought with him. He built the biggest church in the world. I've been going to Korea for years. I've seen people fight him. Take him to court. Insult him. One day I saw one of his pastors fighting with somebody who was insulting him. There are people who don't see the Spirit at all. Me, I see the Spirit. I've gone to Korea to receive. Some people are there insulting a man. It's amazing. So if you don't see the Spirit, you don't receive the Spirit. So that's why sometimes somebody is a blessing to some people. And he's not a blessing to others at all. But they don't see the Spirit. You can't receive the Spirit you don't see. I hope you get it. So, if I listen to Kenneth Hagin preaching, and I see the anointing on him, I receive. You know, I once pointed to a pastor. I told him, this is a great prophet. Receive from him. But he could not see. And he did not receive. Never. He remained at a lower level. Because Kenneth Hagin's visions are of a higher, the higher. I don't know if I've seen or heard anybody of higher visions. There's only one other person. He's also called Kenneth. He had a vision. God, Kenneth Hagin's visions of Jesus were physical, like Mary. Jesus physically come, pull a chair, sit down in the room, and sit with him for 2 hours. Move the chair, actually pull the chair, came around the side. He said he was lying by his bed and he could touch him. And he said, I've come to talk to you about what happened yesterday. Hey! Hey. It's a very high level. But you see, people still don't see that. I met a man who wrote a book. He rather gave me a book to criticize Kenneth Hagin. They don't see the Spirit. He said all sort of bad things about him. You don't receive anything unless you start to see the Holy Spirit. Yeah. If you see the color of my skin, you will not receive no NATO. What do you want to receive? How many want to receive the Spirit? Only this section want to receive the Spirit. You want to receive the Spirit? See the Spirit. Put the verse back there. The Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive because it seeth him not. And then they don't know him. They don't know about him too. So that is why I'm talking to you about him. Because if he was not here, we would not be here. And you would not be listening to me this morning. Amen. So, from today, start to notice the Spirit. Yes. Don't look at your pastor as in the human way. And any man of God whom God brings to you, if you look in a human, you see too much weakness. See the Spirit. Tell somebody, I'm seeing the Spirit now. Amen. Number two. The Holy Spirit is here to help me. I must cooperate with him by noticing the things. You must cooperate with, I must cooperate with him by noticing the things he is teaching me. Amen. He is what? Teaching me. John 14 verse 26. Number one, when the Spirit comes to you, notice the things He is teaching you. Teaching. Yeah. Look, if you learn anything here when I'm preaching, it's not me who is teaching you. The Holy Spirit is teaching you. If you have your quiet time and you learn something, the Holy Spirit is teaching you. If you have an experience and you learn something, the Holy Spirit is teaching you. He is always teaching. John 14:26 says, when the Comforter is come, He whom I will send in my name, He shall teach you all things, including domestic things. He will teach you domestic things. He will teach you marriage things. He will teach you scriptural things. He will teach you all things. He will teach you how to prosper. He will teach you about life. He will teach you how to be a manager. He will teach you how to be a leader. He will teach you many things. Believe it. Believe it.
Believe it.
Yeah. He will teach you. What's going on? He will teach you all things. So expect to learn, because your ignorance is painful. Amen. Your ignorance is destroying you. Look at Ghana. It's the things we don't know that are worrying us. We can't even make wheelbarrows, matches, toothpicks, huh? Safety pins. Nothing. And we can't even learn. You see what Donald Trump is doing? He said that you can't bring your steel here and make all our jobs go. He said, I don't care. No, I want my people to have jobs. We can't even learn. Nobody in Europe or America ever allowed people to just import the whole world so that every factory will close down, every chicken farm will close down, every industry will close down. It has not happened. Britain, Europe, America, Australia, never. You know, the white people really look down on us. Really? Because what they will never do, we do. As humble goats, we follow. It's amazing. They will never do it. When Australia, it was time for Australia to have factories, they said, we will import all the used clothing from England. They said, never. We want our people to learn. Australia is made up of thieves that were taken from England and they took them to Australia. Criminals. Yes. Never. But it's like we can't even see it. And there is nothing that we can even learn. And there are few leaders in Africa who are Kagame. He says, I will not accept imported clothes again in my country. I want my people. They say, whatever we say, we will do it. We can make clothes. We don't want that used clothing. Second-hand panties, second-hand bras. Abba! It's very wild, though. Even chicken that you eat. They bring it with green. There are some green things on it. They scrape it and sell it. And we are buying it. So what we don't know and what we is, it is painful in our life. I'm telling you. When you see people, somebody who doesn't read a book. So when you read a book, you say, the Holy Spirit is blessed. One day I was in a bookshop, you know. And then I said, Lord, show me something. Show me. So I was walking around the bookshop. The bookshop is called Impact Bookshop. I was walking around. Then I saw a book. And I kept seeing the man's name. I've never read his book, but the cover of his book is not nice. So all the covers are not nice. So anyway, I bought one. I just took one. On something prophetic sample. So I took it home. When I went home and I started reading, I said, this is interesting. So then I said, let me go back tomorrow to go and see if there's other books. So when I went and I saw it, it's the author of the best-selling something. So I said, let me go and, it's the best-selling one of that man's book. So when I went, the best-selling book was The Final Quest. Yeah, that's how I found it. The Holy Spirit was trying to show me something. I was on my own walking in the world. I prayed, Holy Spirit, show me, teach me something. I don't. All these books, show me something. So I walk around, up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. I'm not finding anything. And I just picked that book. Then I found it. And I went home. When I came, I said, no, tomorrow morning, I'm going back. And I went for the book. Then I started to read The Final Quest. It's one of the most important books of my whole life. That's how the Holy Spirit, when it comes to teaching, like, say, I've learned this. Even what I've been talking about, the stars, I believe the Holy Spirit is the one who's been teaching. He's always teaching things. When you see that you are learning something, the Holy Spirit is working. Yeah, when you see that you are learning something new, the Holy Spirit is working. This is the main thing that he comes to do, is to teach things, to learn things, new things, things you don't know, things that help you, things that are important, is teaching. Once you can sense, I'm learning, I didn't know, then you must notice that the Holy Spirit is present. That is his work, to teach you things. When you are anointed, when you start learning something, when you start getting some new, say, wow, I see. Yes, that's when you see the anointing is present. Yes. So the anointing is when somebody has fallen down. No. You see, we have our own impression of what is powerful. Yes. Yes. You see, I am invited all over the world to speak these teachings. Not to fall down. Amazing. People give money to listen to this teaching. It's amazing. It's not a small thing. It's the Holy Spirit's power. Yes. Teaching. The anointing teacheth you. So, after the Holy Spirit, start to think of teaching. Learning. I'm learning about... You will learn about prosperity. Now, I'm quite confident. When I see the government and I see their things, I know immediately this one is not going to work. This one... I'm sure of it now. At first, I used to think that... Maybe I'm not, but you see, now I'm getting older. I can see that. Look, I've been seeing it for years. It's the same thing. Yeah, you can see. Yeah, you can see this thing cannot be done. This one will not work. This will not work. So, learn. You will learn about economics. If I was in charge of this country, nobody will buy imported chicken again in Ghana. Nobody will buy secondhand clothes again. Finished. All secondhand clothes will be made here. All clothes will be made here. All chicken will be here. Cows will be from here. Can you pass through our border with a cow and see what will happen? I'll take the army there. What's the use of an army? Go and stand at the border. That's it. Armed robbers will get finished in Ghana. You come to church, everybody's testimony is about armed robbers. Is it not a shame? Yeah. Somebody called from America and was telling me, so many testimonies about armed robbers. Is it a nice thing? But anyway, the lack of the Holy Spirit means you cannot learn. Tell somebody, Charlie, minta woma learn no ko from today. Minta woma learn. Eh? Wow. Number three, quickly. And all these are related. The Holy Spirit is here to help me. I must cooperate with him by noticing the things he is reminding me of. Reminder. There's no greater reminder than the Holy Spirit. Yeah. The Holy Spirit is here to help me. Everybody say, the Holy Spirit is here to help me. I must cooperate with him. I can't hear you. I must cooperate with him by noticing the things he is reminding me of. Say, reminder. 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 John 14:26. This is another important revelation of the Holy Spirit. He says, he will bring all things to your remembrance, whatsoever I've said. Now, what is a reminder? When I remind you, Kadela, of something, it means what? When I remind you, I say, Kadela, don't forget to put a battery in the phone, in the microphone. And then I tell you again. And I tell you again. So what does it mean? It means it's something you've heard a number of times. Anything you notice coming to you again and again and again, you are noticing the Holy Spirit speaking to you. If you notice it coming again and again and again, it keeps occurring to you. That's what a reminder is. Again, and I'm telling you for the fourth time, put a battery in the microphone. Those of you upstairs, I hope you hear that. Put a battery in the microphone. It's a reminder. But you see, the main thing about reminders is that it has been something that has been repeated. So there are things that keep coming to you. Then it should let you know this one is from the Spirit. But some of them don't come again. Some of the thoughts and some of the feelings and some of the impressions don't come back. But some come again and again and again. It is the Holy Spirit. That is one of his main things, is reminding. It's actually, you're actually being reminded. Yes. Of what he has already told you about. Of what I have said to you. So sometimes he said, I keep occurring to you. One day Jesus appeared to Kenneth Hagin. And he told him, you remember you went to that conference? He said, yes. And afterwards, a man came to you with a letter. And the man said to you, I want you to come to my church, remember? And the man said he had a small church. He said, yes, I remember. He said, have you noticed that? You noticed that you kept on thinking about that man? He said, yes. He said, because I was telling you to go to that man. Even though he has a small church, I wanted you to go to preach there. So he said, I'm telling you by this vision, go to that man's church, even though he's a small church. And don't go to this big church, which has invited you, which have a lot of money. He said, I was telling you to go there. He said, do you remember? You can read all these stories are in I Believe in Visions. Yeah. So sometimes you see a person keeps coming back to your mind. Holy Spirit is telling. A place keeps coming back. Something you must do keeps coming back. Something you should do, it keeps coming back to you. You push it away. So I analyze it. I'll not do it. But it comes back again. And it comes back again. That's the Holy Spirit reminding you. And if you start to notice the Spirit, you become supernatural. You start to take very wild decisions in your life. Instead of those useless decisions that have made you poor and in difficulty, you start to follow things that the Holy Spirit tells you. Yes. You see, some of us, we don't know. The Holy Spirit is an invisible, he's invisible person around. So if you don't know the strategy to how to know he's there, he'll be talking. You say. So you ask, so how do you know that the Spirit is talking to you? Pastor, so how can you be sure? Has it been coming again? Some of you are called to full-time ministry. It goes, then it comes. Oh no, I don't have to do this. Then it comes again. Then it comes again. Then it comes again. You're asking me what does it mean? It means you should eat cornflakes. It means you eat and eat cornflakes. That's all. You meet two beautiful girls. One is more beautiful than the other. One is more charming than the other. But the less beautiful one keeps coming back to you. And you keep noticing and remembering her in your spirit. And you see that the Spirit is reminding you about that less beautiful one. And it is when you marry that you find out that beauty is useless. Beauty is vain. Beauty is what?
Vain.
Beauty is what?
Vain.
So God is now directing you to the less beautiful one, whom you think but the botoxes are not, as mega as I wanted it. It's a Korean style. I want a mega West African one. You want a buxom beauty. Tell somebody, is there anybody here who can sense that the Spirit has been telling you something about 4 times or 3 times, isn't it? Or 5 times. Yes. Sometimes the Spirit will tell you, give something. Do this, and it keeps coming to you. Do it. It's important. Maybe the Spirit will tell you, eat something. Do it. I believe that I am guided by the Spirit what to eat. Yes. The things that the Spirit hasn't called you to eat, when you eat them, you see that you don't like them. But you are still eating it. Principle number 4. The Holy Spirit is in me, is here to help me. I must cooperate with Him by noticing the things He is making me know. It sounds like the same, but it is different. Principle number 4. All the principles are the same. There are variations at the end, but the words are the same. The Holy Spirit is here to help me. I must cooperate with Him by noticing the things He's making me know. Notice 1 John 2 verse 20. But you have an unction from the Holy One, and you know all things. Sometimes I look at somebody and say, this one is my son. Sometimes I look at somebody and say, this one is my daughter. Sometimes I look at somebody and say, no, this is it. This is a person. Yes. I look at somebody and say, this person loves me. It's true. I choose people who love me. That's my number one quality that I look for. It's love. It's not, what you learned in school. What you learned in school is not helping us much. Yes. Somebody asked me, how do you get people to work for you? It seems you have a lot of people that are... You see, it's not what you learned in school. Or what you have been doing before. It's love. There are people, you see. How do you know? I'll tell you how I know. Can I tell you? I'll tell you in a parable. And that parable will tell you how you know. I watch a film, Butterflies. Do you know butterflies? Laba laba. In Yoruba. And how do you say it in Chi? Afrafranton. Afrafranton. And in Ghana. Abe. Okay. Abebe. Butterfly. Butterfly man. Laba laba. 10,000 of them. They take off from North Carolina. Do you know North Carolina? You'll be there, practically. Once I mention it in the preaching, it's a place you go to. All the cities that are mentioned in the preaching are prophecies of your destiny.
You see that?
No place will be cut off from you, from your life. Now notice, they take off from North Carolina and they fly to Mexico. Navigate. Mexico. How? do they know the way? Every year they do it. No Google Earth. No navigation. No GPS. No Google Maps. But they know. Okay. A shark. If you have a map, you can put it. From North America. Will swim. They put a thing on it to follow it. Track it. Underwater. You don't have the map of the world. From North America to South Africa. Do you know where Durban is? They swim to Durban. And then swim back to America. They find their way and go back. And go back. No visa. No guidance. No navigation. No transport. No light under the water. How do they know? Crabs. You see them walking from inside the land. I watch a migration of crabs every year. They just walk straight to the sea to go and give birth. Yeah. Crocodiles can swim from the land into the sea and cross the deep ocean and go to an island and come back to the land hundreds of miles in the water and back. Ask me how they know the way. Even sailors cannot find their way. So there is something called knowing without a reason. Yes. Knowing without having a reason to know. And there are things when the spirit is in you and on you, you know, but you don't have a reason. Yes. There are some marriages. I say this one is a trouble. It will come. I know. True. This one is peace. I know. Receive peace.
I receive it.
There are some I can see. This person is some way, but yes. You just know. And some ask, how do you know? How do you know? Yes. When I came to First Love, I just decided I'm coming to. It was not called First Love Church. Yes. I said, I'm coming to the children. The children love me. I prefer the children. I had options. I was going to go to Adenta. I was going to go to Abeka. I was going to go to different places. And I said, I'm going to the children. Because I have a camp with them every year. Alo's camp. The only group I've been having camp with. I decided in Burkina Faso. Yes. You'll be there. Amen. So today we have Mexico. We have Carolina. We have Burkina Faso. We have Durban. Receive them in Jesus' name. Principle number 5. The Holy Spirit is here to help me. I must cooperate with Him by noticing the convictions that I have from Him. Convictions. Wow. Conviction. What is the Holy Spirit convicting you about? Huh? John 16 verse 8. When He's come, He will reprove the world of righteousness. Change the version to NASB. When He's come, He will convict the world. Convict. Oh God, I believe it strongly. Some people ask me, so how do you maintain your passion for soul winning? It's one of the most, I don't want to say it's a silly question, but I am not trying to maintain a passion. And I've never done anything to have a passion. I am sure that is the, if you think I have a passion, I didn't know that I have such a passion. But if I have a passion, then it must be the Holy Spirit who's giving me that conviction. When you see somebody has a conviction about something, it's the Holy Spirit. you see Bishop Saki, he has the conviction about souls, not just doing what he's doing. Not this is different from knowing. This is different from being reminded. This is different from teaching. This one is like a strong belief. When the Holy Spirit comes, he is the one who gives strong conviction. So when I see people, I'm looking for convictions. So I believe this. I believe this. What do you believe? So I really believe. I believe this. 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 I believe you are this. I believe this is you who you are. Yes. It's a belief. One day I was, nobody ever called me father or daddy or whatever. Everybody called me pastor or bishop. One day Prophet Kakra came to me, he said, I cannot call you bishop. I want to call you papa because that is what you are to me. And then from that time, many people started to, not from him, because that was just between us. I said, I don't, you can call me, even Mickey Mouse, you can choose whatever name, you know. Listen, the convictions you have, you see, my convictions make me do what I'm doing. It changes your life. It's not this is not a mild knowing. This is a strong belief. Yes. Strong beliefs. Watch out for the things that the Holy Spirit convicts you strongly about. He says, when the Holy Spirit is come, he will convict. Look at it. He will convict the world about sin, right. He'll convict you about things that are wrong, things that are right, and about judgment. This is all wisdom. Is it too deep for you? Those at the back, check the temperature of the people at the back. Are you okay? Yeah, okay. Yeah, all right. Say convictions. What is principle number one? Oh, the way you are memorizing, I don't like it. Read it. Look, it's on the screen. It's on the screen. Knowing. Noticing him and talk. How many are going to talk to him? When you say Holy Spirit, yes, be talking. Holy Spirit, because he's there. Don't ignore him. Don't ignore him. Talk to him. Say, Holy Spirit, help me. Help me. Help me. Principle number two. I must. By noticing the things he is teaching. And how many things is he teaching you? All things. How many are happy to learn something about marriage? Hey. How many are happy to learn something about life? Yeah. How many are ready to learn something about how to be a good woman? And not only to be praised. Girls, you want to just be praised. We are not here to praise you. Are you God? Just want to be told, oh, you are the virtuous woman. You are this, you are this, you are that. We are here to train you so that you can be proper lady pastors. How about praises? Number three. Principle number three. Cooperate with him by noticing the things he is reminding me of. What does reminding mean? Repeating. Yes, repeating. Mike Maddox said, if you work with somebody and you have to repeat something once or twice, sack the person. Yes. You have to keep on saying it. Like a lot of us would have been sacked by now. Huh? Number four. The Holy Spirit, everybody read it. The Holy Spirit is here to help you. I must cooperate with him by noticing the things he is making me know. Like a what? Into bracket, like a shark, like a butterfly, and like what? A crab. Yes. Number five, principle number five. the convictions that I have from him. Number six, the Holy Spirit is here to help me. I must cooperate with him by noticing the future, the things of the future that he is speaking to me about. By noticing the things of the future. Shalama sata yabakaba. John 16 verse 13. It says, that's when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. He shall not speak of himself. Whatsoever he shall hear, he shall speak. He will show you things to come. Things to come. Things to come. I don't need to be a prophet to know things to come. If I have the Spirit, I can know things to come. I can know things to come. If I have the Spirit, I will have some dreams. Yes. I dreamt I saw President Mills' funeral before it happened. I saw it clear. I saw him and I saw his funeral. When I passed by his body to pay his respects, then I remembered it. You saw it. Yes. I don't have to be a prophet. It shows you things to come. Yes. He says he will show you things to come. Things that are going to happen. Ah, you have to be a prophet. Shake a mantle. You have the Holy Spirit? That's why I'm prophesying to you about Mexico, about North Carolina, about Durban, about places. I'm talking about your future. I'm talking about how you will travel without restrictions. I'm talking about no embassy will hold back and say you can't have a visa to this country. I'm talking about visiting every corner of this world before you die. I'm talking about your honeymoon and your holidays. Kalama Shetola Bakabayana. Receive it. Believe it. When you have the Spirit. So watch out for an anointed person. He often knows things to come without even knowing that he knows things to come because he has the Spirit. If you have the Spirit too, he will show you things. It's the Holy Spirit is not for one person. It's for everybody. He will show you things to come. He'll show you things to come. Kaya Musa Talaga. Principle number six. What does principle number six say? Put it up. Principle number six. Ready, go. The Holy Spirit is here to help me. I must cooperate with him by noticing the things of the future that he is speaking to me about. Kama se ta lo mala shibaya. And number seven. The Holy Spirit is here to help me. I must cooperate with him by learning how to be guided into the truth. Guided into the truth. Amen. Now, guided into truth. John 16 verse 13. Howbeit, when the Spirit of truth is come, he will guide you into all truth. You see, let's take it. Let's start this way. He will guide you into truth. Not to America, to truth. Some of you are thinking of America too much. Think of truth. Now, I want to tell you something. One of the things you will learn when the Holy Spirit is coming on you is lies and deception. You see, Satan is a spirit and is the father of lies. The Holy Spirit is a spirit and he is the father of truth. So he guides you to truth. So you first even learn how to tell the truth. If somebody asks you, are you a virgin? You say,
yeah.
Yes. You are not a virgin. You say you are a virgin. virgin. You are not a virgin. Huh? Somebody ask you a question. Have you had a boyfriend? They say, oh, just one or two. But you mean one or 200?
He's my best friend.
Listen, when the Holy Spirit is in you, you will learn to say the truth. You, lies will go out of you. You see, why do we come to church and say, if anyone has anything against this marriage, you do now confess it. For be ye well assured that so many as are coupled together otherwise than God's word doth allow are not joined together by God, and neither is their matrimony lawful. And then you ask the bride to say, bride, you say after me, I do solemnly declare that I know not of any lawful impediment why I may not be joined in matrimony too. Why should we have to ask you such a question, whether you are lying or not in the church? Because people are in the church and don't have the Holy Spirit. They have an evil spirit. Satan is the father of lies. Look at what he said. He didn't say he's going to guide you to America or guide you to prosperity. Guide you to truth. You must allow God to take deceptions from you. Deception and lying, false talking is a sign of the devil in you. Me, I tell you, I don't trust people who tell lies. And I will not advise you to trust people who lie. Yeah. One lie is enough. It's like one drop of ink in a water. Yeah. You know, one day I had some money somewhere and somebody had the access to it, and the person brought the money to me. It made me trust the person. And the person has prospered more than lawyers and doctors, just a nobody. Once you have deception and its corresponding evils taken out of your life, you are open to many, many high things. Watch out. Many of us joke with lying and don't know that if the Holy Spirit is in you, He will. You see, when the Holy Spirit comes, the first you start to speak in tongues, it affects your tongue. The lies, the half-truths, fakeness. It's your tongue. It takes your tongue. That's why you have to be careful if you are a politician. Anytime I tell a politician, just tell the truth. Just tell the truth. Rawlings is more popular for even being against his own party. President Rawlings. More popular. For just telling the truth about his own people. Because we now know that when they speak, it's not true. It's like you have to toe the party line. So most of the time when they are talking, we don't trust what they are saying. So it's unusual for somebody to come and say the truth about that we are fallen. Truth is attractive. You shall know the truth. The truth sets you free. So, well, I don't like... God doesn't like, not that I don't like, God doesn't like falsehood, fakeness. All the deceptions around ladies and your apparent beauty and attractiveness and prettiness is all fake. We want real people. Don't let me run through the crowd and remove wigs from here, from their heads. You see them looking so gorgeous. When you remove the head there, you see that, oh, Charlie, even my houseboy is nicer than you. Truth. So listen, the Holy Spirit is guiding you. And you will prosper by being, You know, when somebody can trust you, you become like Joseph. He doesn't have to count his things. He doesn't have... There are so many people who don't want to count their things. You may not know. There are many people who don't want to count their things. They are tired. They are bigger than counting. They need somebody to count. You may not know. Just being truthful. That's why I said to the old lady, tell her that her land is 6 plots. Don't tell her that it is 4 plots. It's falsehood. You want the spirit to be working in you? If you don't want to tell, you don't want to speak, then be quiet. Say, you know, I can't make any comment at this time and just escape from the scene. I beg you. Than to open your mouth and start saying things that are not true. I said, I can't talk about this. I don't talk about this and I can't talk about it. Sorry. Bye-bye. I have to leave. Sorry. I have to leave. Bye-bye. That's it. You see somebody on television explaining that this is black. They explain that this is black. Have you seen it on television before? They explain that this is black. It's a black thing. You see, and they are, and you see lawyers explaining this is their black. In court explaining this is black. You see, there are times that the refraction and because of the weather and the angle of whatever is making this look black. But it's an impression, but it's actually this is black. Wow. That's why we're getting nowhere. So when the Holy Spirit comes, He's coming to learn you, to teach you. You know, telling the truth is like not going into debt. When you start, it's difficult, but after that, it's easy. If you are used to lying, you lie about everything. But when you start getting used to telling the truth, you just start flowing the truth. Say, oh yeah, have you taken it? Oh, I've taken it. Have you listened? Oh yes, I have. Then you start to flow. You tell your mother, you tell your father, oh yeah, yeah, I've eaten the chicken in the soup. I ate it. I've eaten this. I touched it. I ate it. I took it. I took your money. The money was here. I took it. Then you start to change. The Holy Spirit. You see, you don't know what type of spirit you have. You want to be a pastor and a man of God? You're going to be peddling the word of God. You better have a solid rock behind you of telling the truth. Yes. You are taking money. What is it for? What is it for? Yes. What is it for? So the Spirit is telling us. He will guide you. Truth. You'll be a true speaking. And then after that, after talking to people truth, you start to talk to yourself truth. Then you start to look at yourself. Yes, I don't behave well. Yes, my eyes are not white today. They are red. Yes, I'm moody. Yes, I'm like this. Yes, I'm becoming like my father whom I criticized. Yes, I'm becoming exactly like my mother. Yes, what I said is what I'm doing. Yes, I'm like this. You start to talk to yourself. But until you start to speak the truth, you never turn it on yourself. It's a sword, a double-edged sword. You turn it on others and you turn it on yourself. Wow. And we say that. You say, somebody, they'll be explaining to you, are phlegmatic. You say, I'm a choleric. I'm somebody who is totally phlegmatic. You'll be arguing that you are choleric. Hey. And there'll be a meeting for 45 minutes that you are not a choleric or a phlegmatic. Goodness gracious. So the Holy Spirit is leading you to tell yourself truth about yourself. Yes. You say truth and then you point it this way. Yeah. So you may not be a good singer, but you say, I'm a good singer. You see, do you know that I am a singer? But I'm not as good as these people. I can play instrument, I don't play as well as these people. So I've told myself that I'll back out from those things and I'll move into other things. Huh? I'm a word star. Yeah. I'm a word preaching star. Instead of a singing star. But I can sing. You've not heard me singing before. Ah, then you are new. You don't know. But you see, I have to speak the truth to myself that I should know my level. But you see, people don't want to sing. They'll come on stage and say, how I love you, Lord. You are all my God. Hey! words, people will be clapping, hey! And you receive it. You receive it. So, amen, amen, amen.
You sound like Ida.
They'll tell you, you sound like Ida. I wasn't sure whether it was Ida or... You know. Because you don't like truth. But when somebody to tell you the truth just once, you see that you go higher, next level. Yeah. Wow. So the Holy Spirit is a spirit of truth whom the world cannot receive. Spirit of truth. And the world cannot receive. Well, you tell them the truth, they don't want to hear the truth. But you are being led into truth. Lift your hand if you believe God is leading you into the truth. All over, yes. Now, as you have come here today, God is feeding you with the word. How many can sense that God is feeding you, is feeding you, is feeding you the word, the word, the word, the word. You are being fed with the word. I'm filling your stomach for it to even overflow with the spiritual words of the Lord. Amen. Stand to your feet. Father, thank you for your word today. Guide us by your mighty spirit. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray. Amen. As every head is bowed and every eye closed, if you are here, you want to give your life to Jesus, Pastor, pray with me. I want to give my life to God today. Maybe somebody invited you. Lift up your right hand. I'm going to pray with you. God bless you. God bless you. I want to give my life to God. Your hand must be up. Tell the truth, or you know you are not going to heaven. You better lift your hand up high because the Holy Spirit is convicting you. Give your life to Him right now. If you've lifted your hand, you want to give your life to Jesus, come to me in the front here. Come quickly. Come quickly.
Jesus, and give Him your life today. Come on to Jesus.
Quickly, please. Let us pray. Let us pray. All of you who have come here, lift up your hands. Say this prayer with me. Say, Lord Jesus, please forgive me for my sins. I give my life to you. Have mercy on me. I am sorry for my sins. Today, I come to you. Say it out loud. Today, I come to you. Just as I am. Please forgive me and cleanse me with the blood of Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for saving me today. Please write my name. Please write my name. Please write my name in the book of life. Lift your two hands like this. Say, I receive Jesus into my heart as my Savior. From today, I am born again and I am a child of God. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. God bless you. I want to give you one of my books. This book is called Key Facts for New Believers. Everybody here who has come to the front is being given one of my books. Normally this book will cost about 40 CDs, but for you it is free today. Amen. It's a gift. Lift your book up like this. Lift your book up. Say, I will read this book. Oh, I can't hear you. Say, I'll read this book. I am born again. I'm child of God. I'm a child of God. From today, I will serve Jesus. I'll follow Jesus because I'm a child of God. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. When we close, all of you who have come to the front, come to the side over here. Okay? All of you are holding the book. When we close, come to the side here. All right? God bless you. You may go back to your seats. Clap for everybody. You may be seated. It's time for Holy Communion. Now, take out the cup of blessing. The Bible says the cup of blessing which we bless. The cup of blessing. Is it not the communion of the blood? So, do you remember 1 John 5 verse 8? There are three powers that are working in the world. One of them is the spirit. another power is the water, which is the word, and then the blood. My God. Lama Shoda Lama Zandegere. Do you know we are in Africa? Do you know we are on a continent? Do you know this is the planet Earth? Do you know that the Earth is round? We are just in a dot in Africa. Huh? And God is in heaven. It's far beyond what we can imagine. Beyond the stars. There's a song about beyond the stars. Is there not any song about beyond the stars? She managed to find a song with Beyond the Stars. Stand to your feet. Listen. The cup of blessing which we bless. This is a blessing. So if you came to church and the Holy Spirit has been teaching you, feeding you, letting you know, now we are coming to a blessing. Father, we thank you for the blessing of the Holy Communion. Thank you as we receive this blessing in our lives. In the name of Jesus. The body of Jesus Christ. Now, whatever represents a curse in your life, whether it's from your family, your mother,
yes, Lord.
Maybe somebody told you, you never do well. Maybe somebody said you are a stubborn witch. Jesus. Maybe somebody insulted you. Maybe some words were spoken to you by your uncle. Maybe you never found anybody who loved you. The cup of blessing is overshadowing all forms of curses in your life.
Amen.
Every mistake you made in dishonoring your father, whether alive or dead, every curse you have brought on yourself by dishonoring your father,
yes, Lord.
By the cup of blessing, let it be neutralized in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Every sin of disobedience you have wrought against God.
Yes, Lord.
By the cup of blessing, whatever curse is attracted to you.
Yes.
Let the cup of blessing overrule, override, and overturn every curse in your life.
Yes, Lord.
The cup of blessing. Lift your hands. Father, let your blessing be real,
yes,
upon your,
yes,
children.
Lord.
Bless everyone here with long life.
Yes, Lord.
Crossing 70 with ease.
Yes, Lord.
Overcoming diseases and curses.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Escaping from accidents and all tragedies.
Amen.
All long distance journeys are declared safe for you in Jesus' name. All trips by airplane, by land, and by sea are declared safe for you.
Amen.
I command the blessings of the Lord to be upon your travels, upon your journeys, upon your driving within Accra, in your buses where you drive in a bus, in the taxis, and by walking by the roadside,
yes,
You are declared safe and covered by the feathers of the Lord and by the blood of the Lamb. Whatever breaks legs cannot break your leg this week in Jesus' name. You are declared safe and protected. Now, by the cup of blessing, whatever looks like a curse in your household and your family, I command a neutralizing of that curse by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus,
I receive it.
Anyone here who experienced the curse of having no father, I reverse that curse in the name of Jesus. And I declare you are having a good father in your life from today. All fatherless children are declared with fathers from today. All motherless children are declared to have a mother from today. All those without a covering, you are declared covered today in the name of Jesus. Thank you for the blessing of prosperity. I speak to pockets. I'm just seeing something like pockets or bags. May every pocket be filled, and may every bag be filled, every suitcase be filled, every pouch be filled. Receive it in the name of Jesus. You are declared healed. Put your hand on your chest. Any type of sickness, developing disease, approaching disease, diagnosed disease, undiagnosed disease, every eye sickness, every form of blindness, every hypertension, blood diabetes, and every curse, every blood sickness, every undiagnosed fever, fever of unknown origin, in the name of Jesus, every HIV that is coming to you, I forbid it in the name of Jesus. Let there be a blockage from any bad news coming your way this week in the name of Jesus. It cannot penetrate the wall, for the angels have surrounded you. Lift up your phone quickly. Lift up your phone quickly. If you don't have a phone, lift your bare hands like that. Father, let every bare hand be filled with a phone. Anyone who doesn't have a phone is declared to have a phone miraculously. Now, I speak to the phones. I speak to the phones. I say, receive money this week in Jesus' name. I speak to the phone. I say, receive money in Jesus' name. Receive money in Jesus' name. Be open to receiving money in Jesus' name. Now lift it up again. I speak to your phone. Receive good news in Jesus' name. Receive good messages in Jesus' name. Receive good tidings in Jesus' name. And I block all forms of death and bad news and evil tidings by the blood of the Lamb and in the name of Jesus Christ. And everyone said, amen. Amen. Give the Lord a mighty shout and a clap offering. Give the Lord a shout of victory. God bless you. You may be seated.
We believe you have been blessed by the preaching of God's word. For audio CDs, DVDs, books, and other resources by Dycuid Mills, please visit our website at www.dycuidmills.org. God richly bless you.